Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his humble, oh-so-humble co-host, Crispy. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good morning, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is the Green Ideas Radio Show. We're on again live from San Diego, California. We thank you for joining us this morning. I'm here, it looks like, right now by myself without my trusty sidekick. He is having more problems with Skype, I assume. So looks like I'm going to be doing this thing all by myself again this morning for the next 90 minutes. We will be meeting with several of your friends on Facebook, talking about food. We're going to be talking about hot sauce today. We're going to be talking about barbecue, competition teams, and also a little bit of country music at the end of the show. I'd like to thank everybody who joined us last night. Last night we had a really good guest, Shad Harris from the Groovinators. The Groovinators are a Northern California blues band. Shad himself has been in the music business for about 42 years. And Shad came on and talked to us a little bit about the music business and what he's been up to and about the Groovinators. And if you missed the show, go back and listen to the replay. It was a great show. I think if you like blues, you'll like the show. A very interesting gentleman who has lots of experience in the music world. He now teaches music up in Northern California for aspiring artist, but I'm going to play one of the Groovinator songs to get us started off this morning. If you missed the show, the song is called Hot Little Mama, and then we'll come back here in a few minutes after the music, play a few of our ads from our sponsors, and then go move on to the show to our first guest, which is Johnny McLaughlin from Heartbreaking Dawns, and they are a hot sauce company and do other sauces. So everybody hang tight. We're going to play a little music, and then we'll be back here shortly after the ads, and we'll be back here in about 5 minutes.
Mama child, she's so fine. Send those heat waves up and down my spine. She got a small waistline, a hip spread way out, and the whole fire department can't put her out. She's my hot mama, my hot, hot mama. She's my hot mama, and she really sets me afire. Hot little mama, like electric wire. Every time she kisses me, she sets me afire. She's my hot little mama. She's my hot, hot little mama. She's my hot little mama. And she really sets me afire. alarm. She can do more damage than a whole age bomb. She's my hot little mama. Yeah, 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 little mama. She's my hot little mama. And she really sets me afire. She sets me afire. Melt the snow, that was all she could do. But my baby boiled the water after Mary got through. Hot little mama, my hot, hot little mama. She's my hot little mama, and she really sets me afire. Yeah, 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 hot little mama, and she really sets me afire.
Hey, Mr. Brilliant Ideas, what's new?
Hey, Crispy, check out what I got today. I got a box of cigars from the Don Pablo Cigar Factory.
Awesome! I was just checking out the website for the Don Pablo Cigar Factory over at www.donpablocigars.com.
Yeah, did you know they have a great selection of cigars like natural, sweet, and Maduro?
They also have cognac, vintage, and aromatic cigars as well.
The Don Pablo Cigar Factory has their very own cigar makers, each with over 30 years experience, and they are masters in their field.
Every cigar sold at the Don Pablo Cigar Factory is handmade and hand-rolled from scratch right in front of the customer. How cool is that? The Don Pablo Cigar Factory can be reached at 1-800-537-4957. Once again, that phone number is 1-800-537-4957. Order your cigars today from www.donpablocigars.com. Has your dinner been tasting a little bland lately? Do you love to barbecue? If you answered yes to these questions, then I have a great solution for you. Let Albuquerque Seasonings spice up your next meal. Albuquerque Seasonings offers rubs and sauces that feature new Mexico chili products that add a distinctive taste with a southwestern kick. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Albuquerque. Follow us on Twitter at Albuquerque Barbecue. And most importantly, check out the website and order some great rubs and sauces over at www.albuquerqueseasonings.com. That's spelled Albuquerque seasonings.com.
Yes, do check out albuquerqueseasonings.com. We thank them for being one of our sponsors, and also donpablocigars.com. You can find both of those links on our website, and we thank them for supporting us. Check out their products. Thank you for supporting the show, and for the listeners, thank you for supporting our sponsors. We're going to move along here this morning because I don't have my sidekick Crispy, so I'm crispy-less, I guess is the right word. And I'm going to move forward. Our first guest this morning is Johnny McLaughlin from Heartbreaking Dawns. And if everything's working properly this morning, I should have Johnny on the phone with us. Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, how's everything going? I hope you can hear me all right.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. You might want to speak up a little bit. You're a little sound like you're kind of in a hole, but we hear you pretty good here on the radio. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, I wanted to have you on. You responded to a request I made on Facebook a few weeks ago about looking for interesting guests. And, Guy, you are interesting. You've got some – I was looking at your website and you're at www.heartbreakingdawns.com, and I see you folks are in the sauce business. And I wanted to have you on to tell a little bit about your company, where you're located, some of your products, and how you got into the sauce businesses. So tell us, I guess, how did it all start?
Well, it started, we're officially coming up. This October will be our three-year anniversary as an official business. But we started the development and kind of getting into it about a year and a half prior to that. And pretty much it just started. I mean, I've always been a fan of creative cooking. I've always been into unique food experiences. And all I wanted to grow was hot peppers. I had a garden going, and I wasn't really interested in growing anything other than hot peppers. And my wife and I were, you know, I was taking them and just making little sauces at home and getting creative with it. You know, I had no idea that there was such a vast community of fiery foods out there, and I just wanted to make hot sauce. And initially, we were putting them in bottles and making labels as a novelty, you know, to make them look like a real product to share with friends. That's how it all started.
So you just sort of started in the home kitchen, and from there it branched off into a booming business?
You know, about, you know, after 6 months of doing that, a friend of ours cut out a little ad. They were looking for vendors for a local church event. And we had been giving out these bottles to friends and family, and they said, you should do it. You're making all this sauce. You got more than you could give away. Why don't you get a table and see what people think? And I was sold. You know, the interaction with the people and the feedback on the recipes, I said, you know, this is for me. I wanna make a company out of it.
Cool.
So we started looking into what it takes to actually bottle it properly and be a legal business and get it out there. And October of 2009, we did our first commercial production, and we were in business.
Great. Now, are you selling this product strictly online, or do you have it in retail stores?
We are in we started off as a Hudson Valley-based company. So up here, we deal with a lot of retailers direct. But we do online, we sell internationally. We deal with a number of people direct throughout the country, and we've been fortunate to pick up some distribution that's gotten us in hot sauce shops all over the world.
Great. Yeah, I like about this show, we meet a lot of interesting people, and what's nice about it, I find out in interviewing people every week that the entrepreneur spirit is still alive and well, and that's when I was reading a little bit about you and how you got started, and it proved that if you have a passion and do what you like to do, that you can turn it into a real business. And looking at your website, looks like you guys got quite a few different products. How many different sauces do you offer right now?
Right now we have, I believe we have 11 hot sauces. We have our main Heartbreaking Dawns line, which is our that's where I'm able to do more of the specialty foods and unique flavor combinations, a higher heat. And then we recently launched the Bell River line, and the idea of that is to do something to bridge that gap to just everyday use and then still not take away from our specialty line. We have our grilling sauces. We do a line of all-natural grilling sauces, dry rub blends, and most recently in February we launched a line of cane sugar sodas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we just started working on those, and it was just something, you know, we really wanted to do. And I guess the idea, we'll always be a hot sauce company first. But to give us, you know, have the ability to just make whatever we're feeling, you know, we're going in the direction of you know, general specialty foods that all have that fiery element incorporated at some level.
Well, tell me where the name Heartbreaking Dawns come from.
Heartbreaking Dawns, my background's you know, educationally, I was a literature major. Never anything I really decided to do with. It was more for just something I loved and was passionate about. So all of our names, Heartbreaking Dawns, actually refers to the time of day. And it's from a poem by Arthur Rimbaud. He's an old French poet. And, you know, with little names like that and getting to write the text, I'm able to make use of the, you know, of that literature background.
Well, that's good. You found a use for it after all, right?
Hey, you know, it's like you were talking about the, you know, about making that entrepreneurial spirit work. And you know what's funny is it brings me back to when we first started, because when we decided to do this, you know, we're in the height, you know, height of recession. And I remember doing early events, and people would come up, they'd be like, you guys got to be crazy starting something like this at this time. And we had nothing to compare it to. So, you know, it was great because at the time we were doing okay, but because we didn't have anything to compare it to and it was our product to us, we were doing amazing. And being able to get through that and grow in the face of that really does, you know, say something about what's possible to do in this country.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has their ups and downs. And matter of fact, just an example is this little radio show was sort of started on a whim last September, and thought, well, I have no radio experience, which most people can still tell, but decided to start the show because we had met so many interesting people in the food business, and from there it branched off, and now the show is doing very well. We've got sponsors and things are moving along, and had discussions with some folks to maybe take the show a little further and to step it up a few notches. So if you stick to it, take an idea and keep pushing forward, you never know what can happen. And it looks like with your product, the Heartbreaking Dawns, the sauces, things that you're working on, it's kind of done the same thing. Sometimes they take a life of their own.
Yeah, it definitely does, and it's a blast. You know, that's the, when you find something that you could enjoy, and you know, this is the one time I've been able to take. You know, I'm one of those guys that had a million different interests, you know, and I'd attack them all individually, and being able to find something that I love to do where I could actually overlap and merge everything I've ever been really passionate about into one finished product is it's just. Yeah, I'm grateful every day being able to do it and getting the response and the feedback we are and getting it out there. It's really just been a great journey.
Now, you know, you mentioned your the different hot sauces. We had a guy on who's a true chili head. I guess it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and he talked about, I don't remember the name of the meter, but there's different levels of heat. Do you do the same thing with your sauces? Do you have, like, different levels of heat from, like, a mild into an extra hot and do it in a certain way?
We definitely do. I mean, that gauges the Scoville scale. Measure peppers based on their Scoville heat units. We do have a pretty vast spectrum of heat. Our original three sauces that we launched with, are, you know, they all have more or less a bold habanero heat. So anything we produce is going to be hotter than your general table sauce, but we focus on that flavor and those unique flaring flavor combinations to make them a usable sauce. You know, I'm trying to do recipes that are going to, someone wants to incorporate into their cooking, they could get creative with. So that, depending on how you use it, that heat is going to be adjusted to what you like. Our specialty pepper sauces, which are what we focused on all last year, started off with the, you know, our Trinidad Scorpion sauce, which is, you know, everyone's talking about that now because it's one of the hottest pepper out there. But even that, we're using, once it gets into that recipe, it's by no means as hot as that pepper is on its own. Sometimes that could be an obstacle. I know we have everyone is familiar with the ghost pepper. We have a ghost pepper sauce. And people get to our booth and they're like, there's no way I'm trying that. I say, listen, what you see on television and what you see in these contests, you know, it's representing that heat. You know, these guys are eating them straight. The peppers on its own, these super hot peppers have such an amazing flavor aside from the heat that when you pair them up with the right ingredients and you focus on, yeah, you're going to get a higher heat. And if you like that, then there's that's great. But when you pair it up right, it's going to be a tolerable heat. It's going to be a usable heat. Our newest products are the Malbaisang and the Nuit and Ed Fair, they're also poetry references. Those are our hottest products, without a doubt. And I would say the Malbaie Sang right now is probably one of the hottest all-natural products on the market. There's no extract, but even with that, what I'm trying to do is rather than just do a puree of hot pepper, it's three of the hottest peppers in the world, but I back it. They all have an amazing fresh flavor, but I back it with just a little bit of a spice blend, you know, to bring those flavors to life. So even in our concentrated products, I'm making an effort to do something to focus on those flavors. But those are pretty extreme. They can be pretty brutal if you're using them on their own.
Well, you mentioned too, you've got a line of rubs and all this other sauces. Are you working with any of the barbecue buddies out there and some of the competitions, anyone using any of your products as far as the BBQ teams?
You know, we're not right now, and we're going to start making more. You know, we've had the rubs and our grilling sauces for quite some time now, but we've kept on putting out new hot sauces to really get our foundation in the fiery foods world, that we've never really had a big chance to push those and market them the way we've done our sauces. We have a presence at some of the competitions. We do the Hudson Valley Rib Festival every year. One year we did actually have the Jubon's Barbecue came over and used our barbecue blend for one of theirs. But now that I'm satisfied with the extent of our hot sauce line, again, that's first and foremost what we're all about. We're gonna go back and really start getting some of our other great products that we just haven't had a chance to market and push and show people how to use because we've been getting that foundation.
The reason I brought it up is we've got a guy coming on right after you on the next segment. He's from Who Are Those Guys Barbecue, and they do competitions, and he's written a book it's called Starting the Fire. He's coming on next, and that's become such a big business. It seems to be a lot of marketing, I guess you would call it cross-merchandising, with a lot of these barbecue teams that are out there, because it's become such a big deal with the Food Network and all the different TV shows. So I was just wondering if you hooked up with anybody yet.
We haven't, but if anyone who's on the team wants to shoot me an email, I'd be happy to send out some samples of our rubs and seasoning blends. You can play around, and maybe we'll get some winners on them.
Yeah, you might get some emails. We have a few of our barbecue guys who follow our shows. Maybe someone will give you a contact. So now, the new product you mentioned, it's a soda of some sort?
Yep, we're doing three cane sugar sodas, which the feedback so far has been phenomenal. We've got a white peach ginger ale, a raspberry birch beer, and a classic cream. Initially, the idea for that came because, you know, we deal direct with a lot of smaller delis and shops where, you know, they do great with our products, but it's not an everyday purchase, but we still have to go around. And we always love some. My wife and I, we love crazy sodas. We love trying out, beverages has always been an interest. So we spent about a year working up formulas for these to get, you know, so we have a product for the people we're dealing with that is a, you know, something somebody can enjoy every day with their sandwich. The idea was to take classic American flavors that everyone knows and loves, do them in a crisp, refreshing fashion with that little bit of extra fruit twist or added flavor. That's what Heartbreaking Dawns is all about. So that's the idea behind those flavors.
Well, since I'm an entrepreneur guy on my own, I got some ideas about some sodas that I've been working on. You and I need to put our heads together. I've been working on it for several years and never been able to find the right co-packer to do it. So that's something you and I have to talk about. I got a hot and spicy type soda that I've been working on and a couple other things. So offline, off the show, we'll have to talk about that and see where we put our heads together.
Awesome. Sounds cool. Anytime.
I'm going to mention your website again. It's www.heartbreakingdawn.com. There's a link right here on our show. For the listeners, all you do is have to just click it, and it'll take you right to their website. You can buy the product online, or if you're up in the New York area, I guess they can pick it up in the tri-state area at some of the retail stores in Hudson Valley area. And wanted to thank you, Johnny, for taking a few minutes to come on our show. Is there anything else you wanted to add about any specials or anything else you're working on you might want to tell the listeners?
Well, we do have, over the course of the next week, you can, you know, keep checking back with the site. We're doing some new updates to the site, and I actually just got back from producing one of our a new product. Another item that we do is our preserves and chutneys, which are I'm always using them as a marinade base or just as a glaze. They're more of an all-purpose condiment. They take shape in of the preserve. But we just did a brand new one this week. It's a strawberry and Trinidad scorpion blend. And
oh, wow.
I had a chance to tour some of the pepper farms where our ingredients are coming from recently, and see some of the peppers we're using right at the height of maturation. And we're going to be adding some of this new stuff to our site this week, and doing some new product launches and a lot of exciting stuff coming up for the second half of the year for us. So you could subscribe to our newsletter, and we're doing monthly specials. I put out all of our events and some recipes, and you know, just keep up with what we're doing, because we got a lot of cool stuff happening for the year.
Great. Everybody's listening, make sure you check out their website and buy some of their products. And, Johnny, thank you for stopping in this morning. Keep us posted as you move along with some of your new products, and want to come on some other time later on and give us an update on some of the new things. You're always welcome.
Sounds fantastic. I appreciate coming on, too.
All right, thank you. You take care, and we'll be talking to you later.
Thank you.
There you go. That's Johnny McLaughlin. Check out their website. It's right, like I said, it's right on our page. It's www.heartbreakingdawns.com. Check out their hot sauces and their rubs and even their new soda product. And it sounds like he's got a few things in the works, but do check it out. We're going to be taking a brief break for our next guest, who his name is George Hensler, and George has written a book called Starting the Fire, which I mentioned earlier, and it's everything you need to know about starting a competition barbecue team, a very interesting read, and he's going to come on and talk about that and some of the things that they're involved in. So we're going to take a short break. I'm going to be playing a song by Darren Sharp, who's one of our guests that were on a few months ago, one of my favorite country music singers, who's an up-and-comer in Nashville. I'm going to play a song called Bad Mother Father. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll be coming on next with George Hensler, and we'll be talking about his book. Everybody hang tight. We'll be back in like 3 or 4 minutes.
Jackson, Mississippi, back in the woods, where the gravel mud roads feel so good. I took my girl four-wheeling Saturday night, stumbled on an off-road that felt just right. I got her home about a quarter to three. From a bad mother father. The very next weekend I test my luck. I'd be over in an hour in my pickup truck. Flash my lights 3 times at the end of the drive. Take my rearview mirror as she climbed inside. I leaned against her and couldn't believe a 6'2", 85 muscle bound. Some kind of fool. Now you had to go and break my only golden rule.
website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.
And we are back. This is Gray and Ideas Radio. Thank you for joining us this morning. If you were with us for the first segment of the show, we had Johnny McLaughlin from HeartbreakingDawns.com, which they are make hot sauce and other products. Check out their line of products. And our next guest, I'm crispy-less this morning. I don't have my sidekick, so technical difficulties again, of course. But our next guest with us, joining us this morning, if everything is working on the phone lines here the right way, from Maryland, we have, I believe, George Hensler. And George has written a book called Starting the Fire. And George, are you there? Welcome to the show.
Yes, I'm here. Glad to be here.
Thanks for joining us this morning and coming on and talk to us a little bit about what you guys do and about your book. And I've been reading your book. I took a little trip this past week and was catching up on reading and was reading your book. And it's a great book for people out there who are looking to start a competition barbecue team. And it tells you, it's kind of a how-to book on how to do it and gives you all the pointers of things to do and not to do. And thank you for coming on. So I guess the first question I need to ask you is, of course, what's your background? For someone to write a book with all the information, you must have a lot of background in the barbecue business.
Well, I've been cooking on the barbecue circuit for about 5 years with my own team.
Okay.
And prior to that, I cooked with a friend of mine for about 2 years, on and off, you know, when he needed help. And so I just kind of, I guess, you know, 7 years ago, went to a barbecue contest and really kind of liked it and started talking to some people. And they had a amateur contest associated with the regular bigger barbecue contest here in Bel Air, Maryland, which was called the Tailgater Challenge. And you just cook one rack of ribs. So a buddy and I went down and decided to cook it. And we just kind of got hung up and really liked the, you know, the competition aspect of it. And that's kind of how I got started with it.
Was that where you started the team or the company called WATG BBQ, which means who are those guys?
Who are those guys? That's the name of my barbecue team. Yes, and I've started the team, and I'm, I guess, the pit master. Or I guess that's what you'd refer to me. I call myself the big cheese.
The big cheese. So the big cheese decided 7 years ago to get involved, and then you got hooked. And then, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people, you see it on TV constantly now. I was talking to our first guest where, with Food Network and all the different things that are going on with like the Iron Chefs and those kind of things, you see all these barbecue shows, and it is very interesting. And, you know, for someone like me who likes the barbecue as an amateur, it was an interesting read just to see how to go about it. And I don't think – is this the first book that's ever been written that kind of gives a how-to on how to start your team?
It is, as far as I know, and it kind of really came about by accident. I was cooking with a friend, like I said, for those 2 years, and his name's Steve Farron. He's out of up in New England area, and he has a team called I Smell Smoke, and that's kind of who I got my feet wet with. And so Steve was starting a blog, and he sent me an email one day a couple of years ago and said, would I mind, you know, writing a few things for a blog that he was going to start. So I wrote a few things up. It's right when I was putting my team together. I wrote up a few blog entries, which I just learned about blogs at the time, and Steve sent me his link to his blog site, so I thought that I'd load them on there for him, and that would be the end of it. And what I ended up doing at that point was I couldn't get him on to Steve's site. I ended up starting my own blog site by accident, more or less, where I had posted these things that I'd written about starting a team. So I just kind of went with it. I started writing different blog entries about some of the different aspects about starting a barbecue team and what I had went through putting my team together. And it kind of grew, and what I found was that people were sending, on the barbecue forums, people were sending guys that wanted to get involved to my blog site to read what I had written about putting a team together. And then, of course, inevitably, people would come up to me at a contest and say, gee, you ought to write a book about that. And so it kind of morphed into, I started to write more about it, and it kind of put a serious effort into it. And I had something that I thought was unique because, as you say, I couldn't find anywhere out there where there was a collection of all the information. What I've got in the book, most of it is not anything that's earth-shattering or brain surgery. It's a lot of the information is available in different places around the net whatnot, but it's just that nobody ever bothered to pull it together and make it something that a guy that was thinking about getting started could pick up and give a read to kind of give him some direction. Because as I said early on in the book, when I was starting, I looked around for something like that, because typically anytime you get involved in something, you know, you go on the net or you go to the library and you find something on it and you get started. But there wasn't anything like that out there. So I put together a self-published book that I had a girl that had some computer skills, and she put it together in sort of an 8.5 by 11 size copy, which I sent around to some friends and a guy out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, named Dave DeWitt, who was very big in the hot pepper world. They call him the Pope of Peppers. I had communicated with him in the past, and I'd sent him a copy of my self-published book, and he liked it. And Dave's written probably 45 different books by now on different aspects of hot pepper gardening and cooking and so forth. So he liked what he saw, and he kicked my self-published copy over to a friend of his in the publishing business, Paul Retz. He's also out of Albuquerque, and with a recommendation that, hey, you know, this looks like something you might want to take a look at to publish. And then they decided to put it together and publish it, and that's kind of how I got there. So, again, it's kind of an accidental story.
Well, it's a great story and also a great book, and it's small enough, too, that it was perfect for me when I was on the airplane this past week, and you can stick it in your briefcase or your carry-on and read, and the chapters are broken up into – you know, I have a short attention span, so it was good that I could read a few chapters and put it away. But no, it's very interesting in the way you put it together. And like I said, I don't think I've ever seen anything like this. And for me, it was intriguing just to find out what all is involved in setting up a barbecue team. And it's quite a bit. It's simple. A lot of it's common sense, but at the same time, there's quite a bit of, you know, things that have to go on behind the scenes. And also, I know the one thing, too, I noticed that with a lot of these guys now in the big time, it's all about sponsorships and all the signage and all the advertising that goes on. And it's turned out to be a big, big business. Your book kind of makes it, it's kind of like I say, a how-to for anybody who would like to go out and start their own team.
Yes, and it would, even like you say, if somebody's just even given it some thought, it gives you just some background and some direction about what is involved. And, you know, so you could take a look at the book and say, well, that's for me, or, hey, that looks like it's too much hassle. I don't really feel it's easier to watch it on TV. And a lot of times that might be true. A lot cheaper anyway.
Yeah, a lot cheaper. I want to mention, too, to the listeners that your book can be found at your website, which is www.watgbbq.com, and that stands for Who Are Those Guys barbecue.com. and if people want to get that, they can purchase it right from your site. Is it available anywhere else, or is it just strictly on your site?
No, it's there on my site, and it's also on amazon.com, and just either put in the title or my name, and both of them will turn it up.
Oh, great. And do you have any more books up your sleeve you're thinking about?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm currently working on a collaborative effort with Dave DeWitt, who I had mentioned earlier.
Right.
Him and I are writing a book on barbecue trivia. And we've had a lot of fun with it. We've come up with a lot of interesting information. And I think when we get it together, we're planning on having it released March of 2013 at the Fiery Food Show out in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Dave puts this show on each March. It's a big, it's one of the biggest hot pepper shows in the country. And that's when we plan to release this, the barbecue trivia book, next March 2013.
Oh, cool.
And I'm looking forward to it. It ought to be pretty neat. It's got a lot of good stuff in it.
Yeah, I want to ask you, too, because a lot of people that I have on the show are entrepreneurs, and you hear everybody talking about it. I've had some writing coaches on, and I've had people who do cookbooks and things, and it seems like there's a lot of folks out there that are doing self-publishing. You got any pointers for people? I mean, you almost could do a book on self-publishing, but you got any pointers to people, like what costs are involved and what it takes to actually put out a book?
Well, I'm not an expert on it by any means, but what I can tell you in my experience, I'm not a professionally trained writer. I really have very little actual writing training, but blogging is a great way to get started. I'm a avid reader. I'll read a lot of people's blogs, and if you get on to somebody that has some good stuff, you can really get a feel for what's working and what doesn't work.
Right.
And the other thing that I've done is, and I know they're all around the country, but if you just go into your local area and look for a writer's group. We have a local group here in Harford County where I'm from, and it's a great – we meet once a month. We get together, and we trade. We'll put a submission in of a writing, a story, a chapter, whatever you have, and everybody looks at it. They'll give you some criticism and pointers and different things to help make you better. And that's been a huge help to me as someone that hasn't been professionally trained. There's people there that can answer questions and that kind of thing. And so it's just if it's something that interests you, if you just put, just like competition cooking, if you just put your nose in it and get to it, if you're putting out something decent, sometimes good things will happen. And
I know
it doesn't really take a whole lot.
Your publisher for your book on this particular book is Rio Grande Books.
Yes.
And it's just, I'm mentioning it because a lot of people that are listening and people who come on our show, they're always talking about, I should do a book, maybe I should do a book, like people were saying to you about your blog. And it's very well done. I commend you for a book that's very professionally done and also very informative and entertaining.
Yes, I think at least for my lucky break, and I consider it a lucky break, and there's no way around it. I was very fortunate and lucky to have Dave DeWitt take a look at my book, and he likes my style of writing, which I guess has a little humorous twist to it.
Yes.
And so that to me, if you're asking me what I think, that was my break, because Dave liked my book. He picked it up. He was a guy that had a lot of notoriety and some clout and that kind of thing. And so I'm safe to say that without, if Dave didn't kick it over without a recommendation, I don't know if it would be where it is today. And I'm very fortunate for that and very grateful. But again, I was working towards, when I self-published, I was planning on selling that book, and I had sold a few. But what I did with that book is I pushed it around to people that I knew in the barbecue field, in the writing field, and said, hey, take a look at this. What do you think? Give me your feedback. Let me know what you think. Is there something? Does this look like something that could work? And the other thing that I did, I forgot to mention, was very early on in the process, before I even put the self-published copy together, I contacted Ray Lampe, who's known as Dr. Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
He visits some of the forums that I go to, and I reached out to him on one of the forums and asked him if he had a minute. I'd like to speak to him about a book. And it took a month or two, but we finally hooked up on the phone. He was gracious enough to give me 15 or 20 minutes, and I told him my idea that I had for my book and what I was planning to do, and he gave me his thoughts and input and that kind of thing, which, again, I was very grateful for, and it was great advice. And it was just, again, what I consider another lucky break for me, which is very unusual that I get a lucky break.
Well, I've found, with anything, you know, the old saying is, it ain't what you know, it's who you know. It's right. Actually, it's really what it is. It's not what you know, it's not who you know, it's who knows you. And that's right. What I found out. It's like, I know Barack Obama, but he has no idea who I am. So,
Right. I'm with you.
So, yeah, I would say that the contacts is probably what makes things, you know, it's a little luck, but it's also, but it's very well done. I just want to commend you because I'm a guy who's, you know, I like to read about what different people, things people are doing, and it was a good read, and I encourage people to go to your website and get the book and check it out because it's very enjoyable, and you learn a lot about all the things you see on TVs, all the background noise that goes on, and it is quite a bit. There's a lot more to it than just what they show on the little 20-minute episodes of those famous shows.
I tell people that when they come up to me at a contest, I say, you know, competition cooking is a ton of fun. It's a lot of fun, but it's also a lot of work.
You know,
we're nonstop, and you know, I'm a couple of days out before a contest, getting things ready. Get to the contest. It's nonstop when we're there. And when after the food's in, it's time to clean up and pack up and get home. And then you got to unpack. You got to clean coolers. You know, it's a ton of work. It's a lot of work.
It's not as luxurious as it may seem on television. But anybody who wants to find out more about it, definitely check out the book. And now your new book is coming out. You say in March. You say you have a title for that yet?
We're working on the title, but it'll be something to do with barbecue trivia. I'm sure barbecue trivia will be in the main title at some point, but we're still playing around with some different things for the title. But we're planning on it March of 2013 at the Fiery Food Show. That's when the release is supposed to
be.
Yep.
Now, where you're located in Maryland? Whereabouts in Maryland?
I am in Harford County, which is in northern section of Maryland. I'm about 40 miles north of Baltimore.
Okay.
The closest big town would be Bel Air, Maryland, and I'm about 5 miles from the Pennsylvania line in the northern part of Maryland. So I'm just south of Delta, Pennsylvania.
Very familiar with that area, Bel Air, Maryland. I'm in the food packaging business, and I used to represent a label company. Was in Bel Air, Maryland, not too far from you, and I think it's actually called Forestville, which I think is kind of close.
Forest Hill.
Forest Hill,
yes.
That's it, Forest Hill.
Yep,
exactly.
I'm about 5 miles from Forest Hill, yep.
Really, okay. Yep, I'm familiar with that area years and years ago, so I wanted to thank you for joining us this morning and tell us a little bit about your book, and I encourage everyone to go out and check out your website, and also, you know, stay tuned, because when George introduces his next book, I'm sure we'll be mentioning it on the show. And George, you know, let us know when that's available, and we'll let our listeners know about it and send them your way.
Yes, I will do that, and I just want to take a minute and thank you for the opportunity to come on and talk about competition cooking, and I appreciate the good recommendation and the good words, the kind words about my book. It's very much appreciated.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you, and you're welcome to come on later on when you got new things to tell us about, and take care out there in Maryland.
Very good. Have a good day, then.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Right on.
And that was George Hensler, and his new book, well, it's not actually a new book. He's had it out a little while, Starting the Fire. And if you want, it says, the actual title says, Everything You Need to Know About Starting a Competition Barbecue Team Except the Recipes. It's a good read, and definitely check it out. We're going to be taking a break, and I'm going to be playing. Our next guest is going to be Greg Pope. He's a country music singer. I think you'll like his music. I'm going to play one of his songs as we go into break here, and we'll be having Greg on in about 10 minutes. So everybody hang tight, and this is Greg Pope's song, and we'll be back here in about 3.5-4 minutes.
woke up this morning with a smile on my face. It's not the first morning that I've been feeling this way since I met you. I can't tell you the last time I had a bad day. It's amazing, the world's changing. My storm clouds have all gone away. And I love the way the sun shines brighter, like it's searching for your sweet face. I've never anymore. I feel so much better, babe, than I did before. I'm alive now, inside now. There's no more hiding within. I'm free to finally see everything that I've been missing.
Country music scene, and he'll be joining us in about 5 or 6 minutes. I wanted to mention a few things. Thank you to all the listeners out there. We went back and looked at some of the records, and this past month, last four shows we've actually had 6 times the number of listeners and re-listenings of the archives than we had back in February. So the show is really taking off. Gray and Ideas Radio appreciates everyone's support with the listeners and telling your friends and also sharing our links on Facebook, Twitter, et cetera. And if you notice, too, we're getting close to that magic 1,000 likes on our radio Facebook page. And when we hit the 1,000 likes, we have a, well, it's not really a surprise, but Crispy is going to do a little video. He's going to dress up in a tutu and do some singing, and it's going to be posted on YouTube. But we have to hit that magic number of 1,000. And I think last time I checked, we were about 60 away. I think we had 940 likes on our Facebook page. So tell your friends to hurry up and hit the like so we can get that YouTube video posted. I'm sure it'll go viral once Crispy does his thing. A couple of things I wanted to mention. For those who have won our contest over the last few weeks. We have an order in for some more coffee mugs that have not arrived yet. So be patient. Your coffee mug will be on its way in the next couple of weeks. And we thank everyone for participating. We tried to do the call-in contest, but because of phone line issues with Blog Talk Radio, we've started to do the contest online on Facebook after the shows. So after our show, sometime later today or tomorrow, we'll be posting a question about today's show if you've been listening. And it's always a simple trivia question, but the first person who can answer the question on Facebook will win a free coffee mug. And we've actually got our new mugs coming in here shortly. So stay tuned. Check out Facebook page periodically, because when we post it, the first one who answers will win. Also, if you would like to be a guest on the show, it's real simple. All you got to do is contact me on Facebook or by email at greenideas@earthlink.net. If you'd like to come up to promote your products, tell your story, like we say, if you can boil a hot dog, you basically can be on our foodie show. We welcome anybody who would like to be on. We've got quite a few guests lined up between now and the end of August, but we're looking for more guests late August and early September. So if you sing, got a talent, got a product you want to come on and talk about, make sure you let us know. Let's see what other stuff I need to clean up here before we go to our next guest. I just want to mention, too, I was traveling last week. I was in Dallas, Texas Airport, and I was in the food court there, and I went to a food place called Cousins Barbecue. And when you're in an airport, you never know what to expect with the food. And honestly, I did not expect what happened, but it was probably one of the best barbecues that I'd ever eaten. It was a sort of a you stand in line cafeteria style, and I thought, oh, this is not going to be that good. But it turned out it was fantastic, one of the best barbecues I think I've ever eaten. And I've eaten a lot at different venues, but never thought I'd get that at the Dallas airport. So if you're ever in the Dallas-Fort Worth airport, check out in their food court Cousins Barbecue. Matter of fact, I'm contacting them to see if we can have them on the show, because it was a great product. I had amazing sides. They had potatoes with bacon, and also had black-eyed peas like my grandmother used to make. So it was amazing. They had a lot of people that were eating there, and super food. So if you're ever in Dallas, check that out. I'm going to take a break here, and hopefully we'll have our guest on. His name is Greg Pope. And Greg should be calling in shortly. I'm going to play another one of his songs. The song we're going to play next is called When It Gets That Bad. Greg Pope, country music singer out of Nashville. And we'll be back in about, 3 minutes.
Thank you.
lying all over the floor.
And that was Greg Pope, When It Gets That Bad. And if everything is working properly here on the old radio board, I should have Greg Pope on the line with us. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you for coming on. I actually played a couple of your songs, and great stuff, great stuff. I'm really impressed with your music, and very good stuff.
I really appreciate it. I'm proud to be part of the show. Thanks for having me this morning.
Oh, we appreciate you coming on. It's great to have new talent and people on the show that a lot of folks may have never heard of before. And we work closely with Synchronicity PR and Mandy Moore, and she says, hey, you got to have this guy on your show, and super music. And I wanted to have you on just kind of let our listeners find out a little bit about you and what you're up to and how you got your start. So that's the first question I'll have to ask you. How did you get started? But based on your bio that I received, looks like you kind of started at a young age.
Yeah, it's, music's one of those things, you know, if you enjoy it as a kid, sometimes it just really never goes away, and it just hasn't. I mean, I haven't really felt like I was going to ever be able to do anything successfully besides music. So, yeah, I started when I was about 8, I guess, playing the piano and just being really interested in old rock and roll music and some of the, you know, great piano players like Elton John's and Billy Joel's and Bruce Hornsby and just really loving that type of music. And then, you know, got a little bit older and was playing in some rock and roll bands, Daytona Beach, Florida, and realized that not every song was going to have piano in it. So I learned how to play the guitar and picked that up pretty easily. I think piano's a nice, you know, avenue to pick up any other instruments that you might want to. So then I started playing that and then writing songs. And then when I got about 17, I got my first gig in a country club down in Daytona, playing with a bunch of older guys at the time. They just let me get up and sing and play my guitar and play some songs I've written. And then before I knew it, I was working there. So it's been just kind of a steady journey.
Well, that's great. Now, you're located where now?
I live in Nashville, Tennessee, a little south of Nashville. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm where I need to be, I believe. This is
You're where it all happens in Nashville, Tennessee. Of course, there's a lot of competition, a lot going on in Nashville, but you are in the right spot.
Yeah, it's very competitive. I mean, that's one thing about Nashville is you're going to find some of the most talented people in the world here that you'll never even know or hear or possibly even think that they'd have the potential to succeed in it. And it's very humbling, but at the same time rewarding to meet those people and to be a part of some of the things they're doing as far as writing or performing with them. So it's a great town.
Well, I was noticing that you came out with your first CD, I guess about a year ago now, August 2011. It's called The Great Unknown. Was that cut there in Nashville?
Yeah, we cut it here. I got a great producer working with me, friend, you know, first and foremost, but a great producer, Michael Hansen. We went in and cut this record and songs that I've written. And he produced it out, and he's worked with everybody from Diamond Rio to Black Crowes to James Taylor. So to be able to work with this gentleman was a huge honor, and he really understood what I was trying to do, and he really liked the type of genre of music that I liked and the influences that I had. So it was a nice fit. So the record's called The Great Unknown. It did come out the middle of August last year. It's on iTunes right now and CD Baby, and so you can check all those songs out and see if you're interested in them. I'd love to have everybody at least send some feedback on them and let me know what they think.
Yes, definitely. You can actually go and find his music. And that, like I said, the name of the CD is The Great Unknown. You can also find information about Greg on his website, which is www.gregpopemusic.net. And we've got a link here on our show that you can click on that and go straight to his website. I had to ask you, Greg, now, is there two Greg Popes, or do you have two different websites? There was also a GregPope.com. Is that a different guy?
Yeah, the GregPope.com, ironically enough, I had a problem with my website, domain name. It got twisted around, so I used to be GregPopeMusic.com, and I'm trying to work on that back, get that back in place, but I changed it to .net just so the fans of mine who were trying to find me could find it, but as long as you put in Greg Pope Music, you're pretty much going to always find me, one way or the other. But the .net is the immediate link to the website, And it's got the current songs and some videos on there that people can check out. And you can actually listen to the music before you would decide if you want to buy it, which I think is great. I like people to to like something before they would spend their 99 cents or their $10 on a record. I really want them to enjoy it. That's the point of music, is for you to like something before you spend your money on it. So hopefully they'll listen to it. If they just click on the site and then click on the music button, The Great Unknown, it'll give you like six songs you can listen to. And then there's a link there to iTunes right off of that.
Well, it is great stuff, and I've been listening to it since I talked to Mandy, and got everything loaded up here on the radio site. And as a matter of fact, that's what we'll do. We'll give the listeners another taste of one of your songs and come back and chat a little bit. But it is good stuff, and everybody check out Greg's website and check out his music on iTunes, etc. And I'm going to play, let's go with, how about Baby Don't Go?
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah.
All right. We'll play Baby Don't Go, and we'll come back and talk to Greg and find out a little bit more about what he's doing and what his future plans are. So everybody hang tight. We'll be back after the song.
Thanks, Chef.
Baby, don't go, don't go.
Hope, Baby Don't Go, great stuff. You write all these songs, Greg?
Yes. Yeah, songwriting is very important to me. So, yes, I did. Thank you for asking.
Very good stuff. And for those that are listening, make sure that you go to Greg's website and check out more of his music, or like you said, on iTunes, et cetera. And so what are your plans now? Are you playing concerts, or what are you doing out there in Nashville now?
Well, that's what we're working towards. Gives me a nice little segue to thank Mandy and everybody over at Synchronicity. I mean, one cool thing about that company is they're fans first, and I really believe that they honestly believe in me and are fans of my music, and that's pretty much what makes the music business go around is your fans, and to have people working with you who are fans I think is really important. So I'm working with them right now to try and get some steady bookings out. Like I said, I've been doing a lot of writing over the last couple of months to get ready for another project that I'm trying to put together. So some touring towards the fall here is definitely something that I'm interested in. And as soon as those dates get all put together, they'll be on the website and on the Facebook page. So you can definitely go and like my Facebook page. It's Greg Pope Music, pretty much as simple as that. And if they were able to listen to some of those songs today, if they want to give me some feedback on there and let me know which ones they're liking, and I'd love to hear it, you know. So I really want to thank Mandy and everybody.
I've been working with Mandy now for a few months, and honestly, it makes my job easy because, like yourself, she has lots of people that she represents that have great talent, and she supports each artist. And like you said, she's a fan of your music first, and she's been helping us out, bringing great people like yourself on the show, and it's been a big plus for us. And since this is a cooking show, and we sometimes talk about food, I have to ask, do you do any cooking yourself, any barbecue or anything there in Nashville?
I absolutely love to barbecue. It's one of my favorite ways to cook. There's two reasons for that. One, it's delicious, and the other reason is the easiest thing to clean up that you possibly do. But I will tell you this. My wife actually is a way better cook than I am. And I always felt like the grill was my thing because she is such a great cook, and she started to take over the grill a little bit. I'm a little disappointed at that, but when it tastes that good, it's hard to argue. So, yeah, we love to cook out here, and grilling is a big deal, and I knew that when I was coming on the show. I love the Brilliant Idea Radio. That's very, very clever. I think it's really cool, and, food is a big part of my life. I try to eat healthy, though. That is one thing I've been trying to do.
Well, that's what I found out when I started the show back in September. Kind of the idea came to me on a whim, and I figured, well, for the most part, everybody eats, so that's a good thing. And most
you're right.
Times
it's a great icebreaker. It's a good conversation piece. Everybody
right.
likes some type of food, regardless of what it is. So it definitely is a good conversation starter, and it makes people comfortable, I think, too. So.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think it's a great idea. I was very excited when I heard about it.
Well, food is sort of like the thing that, like you say, you go to a party, they always have food, and it's the thing that kind of breaks the ice, and that's what's good about it. And so, yeah, the show's been doing pretty well, and we bring people on, and you find out that secretly a lot of people do things. I had a guy on last night that he has a secret recipe for rice and weenies. That's his big specialty, so you never know what you're going to find out.
That's nice. My wife makes this awesome marinade corn on the cob on the grill.
Uh-oh.
She makes this crazy kind of spicy teriyaki balsamic type of marinade, and she soaks the corn on the cobs in it and then wraps them in foil and puts them on the grill, and it's pretty much the best thing you've ever put in your mouth. You almost want to suck on the corn cob after you've eaten it. So, yeah, maybe when a little further down the line, I'll try to put that recipe together, and I'll get it to you guys, and people out in California try that.
That's right. Share it with our listeners, and I have one, too, for potatoes. It's kind of that same way. You put all the marinade inside with the potatoes and wrap up in tinfoil and throw it on the grill. And it, like you said, it's amazing. People don't realize how much you can do on the grill. I've actually made blueberry pie on the grill and done all kinds of crazy stuff. And it is, like you said, one of the most simplest ways to cook. And actually, I found out I myself have lost about 30 pounds. And I think that actually cooking on the grill is one of the more healthy routes to go, because all the grease and all the stuff that's not good for you drips down into the coals. So I think it's actually a healthy way to eat, too.
I absolutely agree with that. I think that's true. Another ironic thing about music and food is how similar they are. I mean, you know, it brings people together. Food does, music does. Creativity-wise, I mean, some of the most creative people in the world are chefs and you know,
right.
Music people in the same way. So there's a ton of similarities. I think it was a great idea for combining the two for a show. And so, yeah, I think it's really neat.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to play your – before we let you go here in a couple of minutes, I'm going to play your last song. But I had a couple of questions about the song. The song is called Big Girl Now. And,
I'm glad you asked me about this one.
It's a very good song, and I guess my first reaction was to it. It reminded me of the song Cats in the Cradle, and kind of has that same feel, kind of the same feel to it. I wanted to kind of get an idea of what the background was on the story behind that song.
I appreciate you asking about it. It's one of my favorite songs that I've ever written. It's very important to me. It's become one of those things when I play it out, a very big conversation piece for fans and for people. And a lot of people download this song for weddings, for a father-daughter dance. It's kind of that journey that more that a dad's going to take, letting go of a daughter rather than the journey the daughter's going to take through
right.
her life. I have a daughter, and when she was right around 4 years old, I always carried her up the stairs every night. You know, she was a little princess, just like all usually four-year-old little girls are. They think they're princesses.
Right.
And I would carry her up the stairs, put her to bed, and tuck her in, you know, give her a kiss and say goodnight. And one night I was getting ready to, you know, pretty much carried her to the stairs. And before I had a chance to carry her up, she told me to put her down. And that she was a big girl now, that she could make it up those stairs just fine without me. And after, you know, it kind of breaks your heart. You know, you want to see them grow up and do that, but at the same time, you're like, you got to be kidding me. So
right.
I let her do her thing, let her take her to the top stairs, and tucked her in. And then it hit me that that's just got to – somebody else is obviously going to be in that situation in their life. So some musicians and songwriters, we try to get good ideas when they hit us, and that one hit me square over the head. And I sat down at the piano and put that song together, and it's basically – it's pretty much play-by-play of what I just said, the first part, and then it takes her through that one day when she comes back down those stairs for that first
right.
date, and then all the way to you walking her down the aisle for her wedding, and her letting her know that, you know, she's a big girl. Now, I've actually written a storybook for it, and if we get this song moving and people liking it and spread the word about it, if it starts to pick up some success, I was trying to put this thing together with a storybook that I've written. I've written a bedtime story based off of it.
Oh, wow.
So that's a nice thing down the line here. But the, you know, thing right now is to get people to hear this song. Whether you download it or just tell people about it is really the important thing. Is I'd love to get it out there because I think it's a great message for dads and daughters and moms and anybody who has children, just to kind of feel something that I felt when I had that moment.
Well, I can see that song, like you said, being played for the father-daughter dance at a wedding, and probably not a dry eye in the place when you play the song. But it's a great song. I've got a 26-year-old daughter and a 20-year-old daughter, and even no matter how old they get, you still think of them as being 4 years old. And we've all heard that, you know, I'm a big girl now, and they move on with their lives, but. It does have that Cats in the Cradle kind of feel to it, and I just want to commend you. It's a great song.
Well, I appreciate that. I love that comparison. What a great song and great songwriter that gentleman is, and it was, and so to be compared to something like that is a huge honor, and it means a lot to me. And it definitely, it's hard to play. I play it on the piano when I play live. It's one of those moments during the show when you kind of let the band leave and you just sit down and sing a song. And, it's hard to get through sometimes, but at the same time, I really want to try to do a good rendition of it so people really understand what I was trying to convey. And you're right, there's a lot of people that will come up after me and let me know how they cried through it. And I'm glad to hear that, but at the same time, it just means that they really understand, you know, what
yes.
I was going through in those moments. So I appreciate you playing it, and
oh, sure.
That's awesome.
What we'll do is I'll let you go here, and what I'll do is then we'll play the song, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes of your day to come on our show and introduce your music to our listeners, and you're welcome to come on if you come out with a new CD later on. And matter of fact, I kind of look forward to seeing that storybook. That sounds like a unique idea. And also, don't forget to send us the corn on the cob grill recipe from your wife.
If I can get her to nail it down for me, I absolutely will send it to you. Chef, I appreciate you having me. You guys have been really, really sweet. And all the fans out there and anybody who's listening to your show, I want to thank them for taking their morning to listen to my music and checking it out. And I just can't thank you guys enough, and Mandy and everybody over at Synchronicity for thinking about me and moving us forward.
Great. Thank you, Greg. We appreciate it. You take care and tear it up there in Nashville. I'm going to play your song as we close out your segment. And everyone who's listening, check the song out. You'll like it. You can find it on Greg's website or iTunes. And we'll come back after the song and close out the show. Everyone take care. And, Greg, you have a nice afternoon.
Thanks again. You guys take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
No more mobiles and bumpers with Bambi and Thumper lying in a crib. Now it's Tinkerbell on pink sheets, a twin bed with a canopy. She's a princess, and my arms are the chariot that carry her to bed. But tonight, when I picked her up, she said, I'm a big girl now. Daddy pulled me down and watched me go. I can do it on my own. I'll be okay. I'm not afraid. Daddy, don't I make I'm a big girl now. It just about broke my heart to see that boy in his daddy's car pull up tonight. The doorbell rang, she ran down the stairs with her makeup and her hair. Ask them where they're going and tell them when to be home. Yeah, honey, if you need me, I'll be waiting by the phone. She said, I'm a big girl now. Daddy said, oh, damn, I gotta go. See you when I get home. I'll be okay. And I won't. I'm a big girl now. Daddy, would you walk me down and let me go? I'm not gonna be alone. Yeah, it's okay. I'm not afraid. Daddy, you've made me proud. I'm a big girl now. I'm a big girl now.
And that was Greg Pope and his song Big Girl Now. That one doesn't get you nothing, Will. And everybody check out Greg's website. You can find out more about him and his music at gregpopemusic.net. We thank him and also all of our guests this morning for being on the show. Thank you for all everyone's support out there, and keep those cards and letters coming and keep listening, and thank you for all your support the last few months, and thank you to our sponsors out there, Albuquerque Seasonings and also Don Pablo Cigars. Check out their products. And next week we have another full week of guests, so stay tuned for next week's shows, and we appreciate, don't forget our Friday night show. We have the Friday night show. We also do basically whatever comes around on Friday nights, but we try to bring on new talent. Last night we had the Groovinators. If you missed it, go back and listen to that. And thank you, like I say again, to everyone. Stay tuned and come back to see us again next Friday night and Saturday morning. And I'm going to close out with our normal song. It's kind of become our ending theme song, I guess. But ZZ Top, I'm Bad, Nationwide. Everyone have a nice week ahead, and we will see you next week.
Strikes and wearing nylon suits.